Yeah, that has a lot to do with it. It's always, you know, every time that, you know, even in our company, a lot smaller, a lot more blue-collar workers, but it's always a whole bunch of events. You know, we've never really, and it's kind of like it escalates a little bit on the company part, a little bit on the work part. I get it. And then boom, 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 and then all of a sudden, poof, somebody's got to make a decision. So I understand how all of that works and the whole ball back. I think the entire time we did it, I think there was only one guy we ever fired instantly, and he had a drug problem, and they were chasing our van. Somehow the cop got a hold of me. It's kind of a funny story. And wanted to know if we had GPS trackers in our vehicles, and I said, "Oh yeah." And I was on the phone with him, telling him where the car was going, and blah blah blah, everything else like that. And he was one of the few that I ever had to like let go immediately. And I said, "Dude, you're outrunning the cops in our van." I said, "Come on." So we had to let him go right away. He's actually pretty good about it. He had a drug problem. He admitted it too. He says, "Well," he says, "I just can't get this monkey off my back. I'm sorry, and I understand." And I go, "Okay." So, you know, I was expecting a violent brawl, and it really wasn't. So it was just one of those events that happened. But for the most part, it's usually step one, step two, step three. You know, it usually escalates to something like that. Mr. Tim, I don't want to leave you out of our enlightening conversation.